Happy New Year. It's Brian Noonan in for Ro Khan and Anna DeVlantes. Anna and Ro, or Ro and Anna, will be back on Monday at their regular time. The holidays are over, and everything will be right as rain Monday on 720 WGN. It's been fun being here all week. New Year's Day, we all have hope as we look toward 2016. With this year is going to be better. Things are going to be good for us. I wish I could know for sure if there's an edge. Well, lucky for you that Susan Rowland has come in to join me today. She's a psychic medium based here in Chicago. She does personal readings, business readings, paranormal cold case investigations. And Shonda, my wonderful producer, has worked with Susan before and said, you are going to love this woman. So she's here. Happy New Year, Susan. Thank you for coming in. Welcome. We're glad to have you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. And thank you for having me.
Now, I know people can call. You will do some readings for people on the phone. You can do that on the phone.
I can. I do offer phone sessions 3 times a week. So,
nice.
Yeah, I do that.
So 312-981-7200 if you want to get in today and have Susan do a reading. Mm-hmm. Now, forgive me. I'll start by being honest with you. I'm skeptical, as I'm sure many people you meet are skeptical.
They are, you know, but if you're open to it, I like that. But if you're going to be a total skeptic, then I always tell people it's not going to matter.
Okay.
Okay, because, you know, to have a successful reading, you have to be open somewhat and willing. If not, you do have invisible blockers.
I like to make mine very visible so no one knows.
You mean we can lie? That's what you mean by that, right?
Well, you could lie, but you know, sometimes I'll be able to do that too. I'll be able to see right through you. Well, it's funny because when it comes to spirit and it comes to somebody who is still here presently, who hasn't passed, and I will make contact with spirit in the afterlife, they will tell me something. Their loved one will tell me something else. And trust me, I believe
you
spirit
believe
every
one?
Time. They have no cause to lie.
So when did you know or begin to sense that you had some abilities, some senses that other people might not have had?
When I was very young, about 6 years old, was a very vivid thought and memory. Up until then, I didn't know the difference, but my grandfather had passed away.
Okay.
And he passed away on December 15th. And it was right before Christmas, and I remember we were very young. At the time, I had 2 other brothers, and I was 6, and my mother decided that we were too young, and she didn't want us to go.
Oh.
So after the funeral, it's very interesting, my mother was on top of a chair looking at some pictures, and I said to her, Mom, what are you looking at? And she said, oh, they're not for your eyes to see. And she put these pictures back into the envelope and went and put them on the tallest shelf she could. And she gets a phone call. Okay. So, of course, a 6-year-old.
Sure, you're climbing up.
And I did. And ironically, I see my grandfather lying in the casket. But he actually looked quite nice. He looked very, very, very relaxed, like he was sleeping. Yeah. And I thought to myself, well, how could he be in there when he's here? It was a very, very hard thing because, like I said, I'm 6 years old. I did not know the difference until I saw this. So the afterlife was very real to me.
Okay.
So that was very, very real, very prevalent then. That's why I always say when there are small children and they are telling you that Grandpa so-and-so is here or Auntie so-and-so, or they can tell you what they look like and they've never met them, you better believe them.
Are kids just more open?
Yeah, because children are more innocent and they're much more pure.
Okay.
As we get older and society projects our thoughts, they get tainted.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Sure.
Okay. You get influenced.
Exactly.
Children are not. I always say, you know, animals and children are your most innocent. Animals see spirits as well. So when you see the dog barking at something.
I always say to my dogs, what are you barking at? There's nothing there.
Oh, you are mistaken. The dog sees everything. The dog, the cat. You know.
Don't know my dogs, Susan. They're kind of dopey. They may just be barking at a leaf.
No.
All right.
No. You're not giving your dog enough credit, Brian. But no, it's real. And I always say to people, you have to really be open. If you think that this is all there is, you are mistaken.
Okay.
And you are.
Well, so I know the right terminology.
Okay.
Do you call it powers? What do I say? Do you have, when I say your gift? Okay. How do you like to be it referred to?
A medium is basically a filter between the afterlife and the present life.
Okay.
Okay. And I always tell people before they come to my office in Oak Brook. Okay. I have an office in Oak Brook Terrace, and I tell people all the time, if you want to make contact with a loved one, think of them prior to coming.
Okay.
Because it's your energy that brings them, not mine.
Okay.
A medium just is able to tap into it.
And can you, now people will say, and you know, and I don't think that way, because I do, I do believe in other power, you know, higher power and things.
Right.
But people will say, well, if you're a psychic medium, can you tell me the lottery numbers?
I get that all the time.
I know. That's why I'm sure it's the dumbest question, right?
Well, you know, it's not even that. You know, listen, I've been known to win at the track many times.
Uh-oh. Are you a horse whisperer as well?
Sometimes I'm on fire and I'll see numbers and it's like, wow. But overall, do I? You know what? It's funny. I never win for me. I've always won for others.
Well, when can you take me to the track?
I know you were going to say
that.
Yeah,
let's go.
Well, as soon as Arlington opens, you're going to be calling me. But I don't get it all the time on that. But honestly, I will get maybe more revelations on what's around, what you shouldn't be doing, spirit. All of those type of things, you know, what you're suffering from, things that you can improve on. I can see that. I can see when something is a sensitive spot, if you've had a turmoil, relationship, family, all of that. You know, I can go into a building. I was just telling my husband, I love your building.
Oh, great. But, yeah, it's a very historic, and there's supposedly a lot of spirits.
Well, there was, because I was here October 3rd, well, 31st on Halloween.
Okay.
I was one of the team that came with Dave Olson, Paranormal
Investigator. Yes, yes, okay.
Well, and I love Hannah.
Yep.
Okay. Love Amy. I said some things that neither one told me. And they, you know, I think Amy was a little hard to prove, but she just said, oh, my God, you hit on some points here. But I was able to see a lot of spirits walking in this building.
Okay.
And I could tell you stories about all of them at that time. So I didn't know any of the stories. I didn't know. I even went back in time with Roy Leonard's kids being here. I had no idea about that. I didn't know it was Roy's kids, ironically. I just kept seeing the kids. It was funny. Hannah told me. So there's a lot of things. But this is a very male building.
Sure.
Okay. You've got a lot of heavy male spirits in this building.
Okay.
A lot of fat guys is what she's saying.
Big, fat, dead guys wandering around.
Well.
And how many crushed spirits did you see of people who were washed out of this industry? Were there a lot of those as well?
Well, you know, it's funny because Wally Phillips came to me.
Really?
Loved him.
He was phenomenal.
Very quirky guy, though.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, his personality, I didn't know anything about him. He really had that real weird sense of humor, I want to say. Okay? Not everybody got his humor.
Yeah.
And what he laughed at were some really off-the-wall bizarre things.
Right.
And I see him doing ch-ch-ch-ch-ch in the hallways.
Really?
Well, it
was. Like he had six shooters.
Well, I didn't know what that meant, and I told that to Hannah.
Okay.
I guess Hannah told her father, who was working here many moons ago, and he said he used to do that all the time.
Wow.
So, you know, I had talked to Hannah the day after, and she said, I went back to my father. There was a lot of stories I didn't know, and I repeated them, and my father said she's right on the money.
Susan Rowland is here. She's a psychic medium. You can find her at srowland.com or susan.rowland on Facebook. I know yesterday you asked Shonda to get my birthday.
I did.
We're gonna have you do a reading on me. The lines are already jammed. 312-981-7200. Susan said she'll stay till we get kicked out of here at 7. We're going to talk to Tom for a few minutes after 6:30. All right, Susan Rowland is in studio with me. She's a psychic medium. SRowland.com is her website. And on Facebook, you can follow her at Susan.Rowland. Yesterday, Susan, I got an email from Shanta, who is producing the show today, and she said, Susan would like your birth date.
I did.
And I don't know, I didn't know why you would want my birth date, other than you were sending me a card
in
April. I'm
going to send you flowers.
All right, that'll be lovely. So what did my birth date help you with when it came to telling me what's going on?
I like to add up the numbers, and it gives me a life path, and it gives me a little bit open door of how you really are.
Okay.
You're an 8, and what I like about it's really one of the most highest powerful life path numbers. It's pretty much, whatever you set your sights on, you do incredibly well. There's things that you do effortlessly, and you don't even have to try, and you'll do well.
Okay.
It's almost, they call it the snowball effect.
Right.
Whatever you do, you know, when you whirl the snowball, it gets bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of you. Okay.
Okay.
But you're finally doing the work of your choice. And I got that. There was a lot of things that you would hem and hum about. You have a very, you're a natural, logical thinker.
Okay.
As much as you're joking, you're most serious when you joke.
Wow, you hear that, Sam? So it, well, not to be, not to,
go ahead.
But that kind of, people who've listened to me or they, that that's yeah. kind of,
is
you
it?
Know, you could
okay,
kind of say,
I,
okay.
Okay, but I'll be honest with you. You're at a place right now when I'm going to just say that you're very quite comfortable, because I think that there was a lot of things that you could do. And in some ways, you were entertaining those possibilities. And I do, because this is how you are. You can very much get off track to allow yourself to.
Right.
And if that's wrong, you could say,
no, that's okay. Wrong. I'll give you that one.
But that is true.
Yeah.
And it's very hard for you to focus and stay on track and not derail. There's a reason.
She's heard the show.
No.
She's looking at the bar.
Right.
Oh, the bar, yeah, that says something. That speaks volumes.
That's all Sam.
I brought the bar.
That's all Sam.
I don't want you to into me.
No, but it's interesting. I think your money situation will be very solid for 2016. I do.
Good.
I don't know if you've got a peak in real estate, but if there is some things that you will entertain by the second, probably by the middle of year to the end of the year. That you are going to, and if this is wrong.
No, that's scary accurate.
Oh, thank you.
We just started, we moved in March, but now we're starting to look to buy again.
And, really?
Yeah.
Okay, you will, actually.
Nice.
You will definitely buy before the year's end.
Terrific.
Will tell you that.
You can come to the housewarming, both of you.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I would love to see that, and I'd like to meet the dog. You've always had fun, but you're much more enjoying the friends and the family at the pace that you're allowing yourself to enjoy now. It always seemed like you were always in a rush. You getting relaxed, you're finally coming into your own at the stage of life that you are in now. You weren't like that before.
No.
You had lots of things, lots of things. Now you're actually, like I said from the beginning, you're enjoying your choice. The choices now, it's not what you had to do. It's more you're
yeah,
doing
well,
what you're
yeah.
picking and choosing.
Yes, that's true.
I have to be honest
that's
with
true.
You. But yes, to look at you, you know, I would say if somebody, hey, you know, he looks like nothing bothers him. I think there's a lot you do keep in, and I do. And you don't want that. You don't want too many people knowing that. But yes.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the most accurate thing you've said.
Okay.
And
well,
it's 100.
A lot more I can
no,
say,
no, no, no,
you know.
And that's no, that's fine. You're welcome to say it. That's why I said we would do this. But that's 1,000% true.
Yeah.
If it was possible to have 1,000%.
Well, I do, because you're better when you're focused on maybe one or two things versus six or seven.
Mm-hmm.
This is because then you get lost, and you really, really do. And then sometimes you become a little hard to live with. And I'm sure your wife was here. She'd probably agree. Not in a bad way, but keeping you. You need a long leash. You can't be on a choke collar, my friend.
Well, yes, you would agree that I am oftentimes difficult to live with. That's another accurate thing.
You know, you're better in the public and people go, God, he's such a great guy. He's so this, he's so that. Oh, my gosh. You know, your wife probably hears this all the time. She's
yes.
like, yeah, you don't live with him, though.
That's it, yeah.
But I have to tell you, if anybody needed you in a pinch, that's it. Now, whoever is around you, they will know if you are true to them, because you're not about beating around the bush. You've got no time to waste. If you don't really like somebody, you're not going to say anything. You're just going to go your merry way. This is it. You're not going to waste your time. You're very blunt about things. Like I said, you're at your most serious when you're joking.
That's wow. Sam nodding his head. He knows a couple of those things are accurate.
I gave her the cheat sheet.
Did you give her?
No, I
somebody.
Did not.
I don't know if she talked to my wife.
We just met. Because
that would have been it.
Just met her.
No, that was very good. All right. Well, listen,
okay.
I don't want to hog
okay.
all the time, because
okay.
I'll have to come and sit down with you and be freaked out even more than
yeah.
I am at another time.
We will.
But we've got a lot of people hanging on.
Okay.
So I want to
go
get
ahead.
At least one done, because
that's
right
fine.
After the news, we're going to talk to Tom Skilling for a couple
gotcha.
Minutes. And then you said, Susan, that you'd hang around a little bit because people are waiting and waiting, so we're gonna give as much as we can. Now, when you call in to ask Susan for a read a question, make sure you please have a direct question, because as we said, time is short, so we want to. It works better for you, you said, if somebody asks you a direct question.
It does. It really does.
And all you need is their name, correct?
Their name. Well, and they could give me a birthday if they want, but I'm more with their name and their birthday. Whatever they want to give me is fine.
All right. Well, let's start with Jane. Hi, Jane. Happy New Year.
Hi. Happy New Year to you.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm so excited.
Oh, good. I'm excited, too. So what is your question?
Well, my birthday first is 12/19 of 63, if that does anything.
Okay.
But I was... what I was calling for was about my dad. He passed away to be 8 years at the end of this month.
Mm.
And, I think he only came to me once in a dream. I don't know if it was just me wishing that I saw him in the dream or if he really did come to me in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
But he looked very content.
Okay.
And it was a very good feeling. So I just want to know. And then I sometimes think I feel something around me. I don't know if it's him or someone else,
mm-hmm.
but just what's your take on that?
Well, I love the question. So great question. Dreams are real. Let me put that mm-hmm. to rest, what dreams are. They're not wishful thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Spirits will come to us in our dreams when we're most relaxed. Okay? They don't want to startle us.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big thing. So your dad coming through was absolutely real. I am going to say when you saw your dad, it wasn't long after he passed.
True. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because the spirit was still new. And
right.
That was his way of validating he made it to the other side. I also need to let you know that there's a big difference with earthbound spirits and spirits that cross over. You cannot cross over and come to somebody's dreams.
Okay.
So whenever, and I have a lot of loved ones that say, I haven't dreamt about him, but my girlfriend dreamt or my sister did. Why can't, he come to me? There's a
mm-hmm.
reason. Because you're wearing the invisible veil. When people
right.
are so grief-stricken, they're creating blockers, and it does make it hard for spirit to come through.
Huh.
Okay.
Understand that. But the fact that your father came in your dreams was validation that he crossed
right.
over.
He looked
and he went to the light.
Very content. Very happy. And he was a younger version of himself. But
that they choose.
Right.
Just so everybody does know, when your time comes, you get to choose the stage that you want to present yourself.
Really?
I had a woman.
Elvis stamp?
You can't, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I had a woman one time, and she was an earthbound spirit, and she did not want to go into the light. She was very, very old. And I
mm-hmm.
looked at her, and she saw that I knew that I could see her. And I said, let me get you to cross over. And she says, oh, honey, I don't think that's a good idea. And I says, why? And she says, well, my husband died when I was in my 30s, and I was a very young widow. And if I cross over, he's going to see how old I am now.
Oh, geez.
No, really. So I said, but you can choose. And she goes,
yeah,
you can. She says, really? I says, yeah. And so I sent her to the light. I made the light up, and she crossed over.
Nice. Well, Jane, thank you for the call. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
It does.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Jane.
Take care, Jane. Susan Rowland is here, R-O-W-L-E-N, because I had some people texting how to spell your last name. Go to srowland.com or susan.rowland on Facebook. Shonda was hypnotized by my melodic read of the Apple Chevy spot. That's all right. It's Brian Noonan, last few minutes in for Rowan Anna on 720 WGN. Susan Rowland is in studio with me. She's a psychic medium. She does personal business and investigative readings. You can get her at srowland, R-O-W-L-E-N.com, or susan.rowland on Facebook. A lot of people have been waiting to hear from you, Susan. So, again, make sure you ask a direct question because time is short. We'll start with Marie. Hi, Marie. You're on WGN.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hi, Marie.
Hi. I don't know if you need it, but my birthday is April 4th of 1965.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, I'm in a relatively new relationship, 3 months in, and is this one going to work out?
Okay. You need to think outside your box. Okay. When I say that, I don't mean it to be, you need to just not, you have tunnel vision sometimes on what you want to expect. In other words, how you see things, you have to give him a little slack here as far as he's an individual. So he's not going to think like you. So you're going to have to come to a better understanding of how others think and have a little leeway of understanding and then judge the relationship. You prejudge
all
before.
Right.
And
yep,
sometimes we all
true.
Do that. I get that. But try not to do that and see him for an individual, okay? But also see him for truth. don't hope and wish.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Good
Happy
luck,
New
Murray.
Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
All right, let's keep rolling. Marnie's been holding on. Hi, Marnie. You're on WGN.
Hi, how are you?
We're well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hi, Marnie.
Hi. So my birthday is February 22nd, 1973.
Okay.
And I met a lady through work, and we each had an idea, and we're putting our idea together, and we're going to try to start up a business.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask you.
I love your partnering with this individual, because it seems like this individual is going to have the structure that you need. You are on a more, you're a free spirit. Okay, so you could see it. You just don't have the tools to carry it through. And I like this individual because she does.
Awesome.
So because you have, you know, you're both very smart, intelligent women, but you're both different. And that's
right.
What's going to be a success to carry it out. If you're both the same, it's not going to work. So where your weakness is her strength and vice versa.
Okay.
Good luck to you. It's wonderful.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye,
Marnie. Good luck, Marnie. Bye-bye.
All
right. You're very welcome. Susan Rowland is here. She's a psychic medium. We've got to, we'll get to as many of your calls as we can. Just remember a direct question. Let's go to Liz. Hi, Liz.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hi, Liz.
My birthday is 5/23/71. And the last couple of years, I've gone through a lot of changes and a lot of loss, and I just sort of find myself asking, well, what do I do now? What do I focus my energy on now?
Try to stay positive, and I understand what you've been through. I have to say that. And every time you've gone through a negative, it seems to put you back 20 steps back. I need you to shift how you see it. I know it's a tall order when I'm asking, but you have to be willing to put what happened in the past, but move forward and see what the new year brings you with more of a positive aspect, because then the spin on it will change in your favor.
Totally makes sense. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right. Good luck, Liz.
Thanks.
Susan, before we move on, just real quick, have you had people where you do a reading and they get very angry because people want to hear what they want to hear, and you're telling them something that, you know, they come in thinking you're going to tell them one thing and you tell them the opposite?
Very rare, but I did have a woman once. I'm not going to lie to you. She got very angry at what I told her because she wanted to know if her husband was going to come back to her, and I told her no.
Okay.
But before I do that, I always ask, do you want to know everything?
Yeah, do you want to know?
I do ask that.
All right.
Because I usually have a good sixth sense to know what they can handle, and I guide gently.
Right.
I do.
All right.
But yes, great question.
All right, let's get back to the phones. We've got an amazing response. Susan Rowland is here. She's giving readings to Ellen. Hi, Ellen. Happy New Year.
Hi. Happy New Year, you two. I'm going to out myself. My name is Nancy. I called in the last segment, but I didn't want Susan to spend all her time ratting me out, so I just want to tell you that.
Okay.
My birthday is 4/14/49. I am a retired registered nurse over 15 years, and 23 years ago I started a direct sales business. My business has really come to a grinding halt, and I am losing sleep trying to figure out if I should put energy into this and keep it going, or if I should just graciously wave goodbye to it. I have an enormous amount of talent that God has blessed me with, and I really think that talents are gifts.
Mm-hmm.
That God has given you, and unless you share them, you know, they aren't any good, and yet I can be perceived as being a show-off, and so I'm really in a terrible place.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Nancy, listen, I am going to say something to you. You have anxiety because you're very intuitive yourself. That is one of your gifts. How you see things is pretty much before everybody else sees them, and this is why you've never been on the same level to most people. They don't understand you.
No.
Okay. You are a natural born teacher and a nurturer. You work best alone. I would say this business that you're putting all your money into is it's never a waste, but I'm going to tell you it's the wrong direction. Here, let me explain something. Every time you hit an obstacle, those are our guides and our angels, not punishing us, but that's not the direction we need to go. You need to pay attention to the signs. It's not that you're failing. You're failing if you stay. Realize that. It's very important to understand that. It's not that you're being punished. They're trying to reroute you. You should definitely do something that you can nurture or you can teach. You're a healer.
I am already a hospice volunteer, I deliver Meals on Wheels. Yeah.
Okay, but you need to do something. You know why? Because you're a born natural, and you've done it so much before. I'm telling you, you came into this world wired that way. You're trying to change something that you are just naturally wired, and it's a beautiful thing. Oh, I'm going to tell you, you are one of these people I call human angels on earth.
Wow.
Oh, look at that, Ellen. Nancy.
Oh, my word.
No, but you need to see
it.
It's
so nice. I have seven sisters, and none of them like me.
They don't have to like you, but you do well. You do better with males, by the way. And you do better with much older people, not because you're in hospice, but older. Your own age and females have never been something that you've been good at.
You're right.
I know.
You're right.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Good luck, Nancy.
Thank
Happy
you.
New Year. You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you.
Let's see. Oh, there's so many different. I'm trying to because we're running out of time. I'm trying to see which one would be better. Let's talk to Joe because we've had a lot of the ladies call in. Hi,
idea.
Joe.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
We're well. Happy New Year.
Okay, I'll make it very quick. I know you're coming to the end of this segment and you're going off the air. Anyway, just wanted to tell Susan I had been married 47 years and my wife passed away. It'll be 2 years, the 15th of this month. And I've met a few ladies. I'm not looking for a romantic relationship, just companionship. And I just kind of wonder what, you know, is maybe laying ahead down the road for me.
I want to say, first of all, Joe, I am sorry for your loss.
Well,
it's been very difficult because you've had a lifetime with one person.
Oh, yeah, right.
And
right.
It is. I
met
to
her
say
in college, so, you know, a long time. Yeah.
You grew up together.
Yeah.
And that's always hard. But I am going to say one thing. I am getting your wife's spirit loud and clear for some reason.
I get it. Okay.
She wants you to go on. She doesn't look at it as a threat to her memory whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying everything that we had, that's never going to change.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of it, I know you're trying, but I think your mind is telling you that, but your feeling, your heart isn't. And this is why you're reluctant to move forward. This is why things aren't falling in place for you.
Okay. I mean, I would say, yeah, there's
some
truth in that. And
you're not in alignment with moving forward with your mind. Okay,
well,
and your heart.
I'll just quickly tell you, I went through the whole thing with the antidepressants, which messed up my brain totally, and I would advise anyone that is taking an antidepressant, maybe it's up to each individual, get off of it, because I couldn't remember things, I was confused, and it was one of the worst things that I had asked my doctor to put me on was an antidepressant. I've come through that, and I feel so much better with
but
my life.
Honestly, you needed to go to that journey to learn it so you can tell others. You know, I always say even something detrimental is never a waste, okay? It's what we do with it.
It was rough. It was a struggle.
It was.
I
agree. It probably was.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Well, I hope that helps and good luck.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Take care.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We've got about a minute. Can we get one more in a minute? We'll get one more in a minute. All right. Let's let's see. Oh, how about Denise? Hi, Denise.
Oh, hi.
Real quick.
Hi, Denise.
Hi. I have never met my biological father, nor have I ever seen a picture of him. And I'm wondering if a medium would be helpful to me. He is passed away. If a medium... Do you think he'd have anything to say to me, never having met me or knowing me?
Yeah, let me explain really quick. You can, spirit will come. If you want them to come through and you're thinking about them like I mentioned earlier, they will come through, okay? I would highly recommend you see a medium and make contact because that is something that will happen. Choose wisely. You know, don't go to these psychics with the flashy lights. You know, you want somebody who's reputable and who has a good history. But yes, okay, I would definitely recommend that.
Good luck, Denise. I hope it works out for you. Susan, thank you so much. This was really incredible, and it was nice to meet you and have you in.
Such a nice pleasure to be here.
If people need to get a hold of you, they should go to srowlen.com, R-O-W-L-E-N, or they can connect with you on Facebook, Susan.Rowlen. And it was great. Happy New Year and
Happy New
all the
Year
best to you.